Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Hi guys, James Adairs here from Arsenal's training ground. We've just heard from Mikel Arteta ahead of Arsenal's North London derby match against Tottenham on Sunday. The Arsenal manager spoke about Martin Odegaard's leadership qualities as well as reminiscing on his own memories as a player facing Tottenham in North London derbies.
Hi, Mikel. On social media, in the past few weeks, few months, there's been a few viral posts involving the partners of Saka, Trossard, Martinelli, Havertz and White together as a group. What impact is there at all, if there is any, in terms of the unity, and does that spill into the pitch in footballing ways in any way? The fact that all the players' partners all get along and they're all going to games together?
You mean about their personal relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great to see, obviously, because it's needed, because we have a lot of foreign players that obviously they have their families, their wives, their girlfriends around, and they need support, and they need to build those friendships and those close circles around them. And we have created that. Big credit to them and how much they have put into that, because it's really helpful for the team. So if they are happy, much better, because the players are going to be happy and more settled, and it gives you a much bigger sense of belonging somewhere when you really feel that you are part of something.
You mentioned that some of the players from different countries. Have you had any involvement with this kind of cohesion, especially off the pitch, in terms of the personal relationship?
Well, we do certain things to try to bring everybody together, to try to at least have the capacity to connect, and then obviously a relationship where you like somebody or you want to spend time with somebody, something super personal, and that's something completely down to them.
Okay, very Sam.
Mikel, both teams this weekend play with very high defensive lines. Can you just explain how much demand that puts on the defenders to be able to do that and cope with it, and what the modern defender needs to be able to handle it?
Probably it's a question for them, but it puts more demand because you see a space behind you, but the ball normally is further from your goal, so you have a choice to make. You want to defend closer to your six-yard box and a lot of balls coming up there, or you prefer to have the ball very far and make life more predictable. But there are pros and cons to everything. I think you need the players as well to feel comfortable with that, and certainly ours are, because I'm used to it.
How much sort of encouragement do they need from you to keep pushing and to be brave enough to leave all that space?
Well, there is a limit, no, because there is an offside line there that you have to respect. But they know that they know what we want to play. We know that where that ball, we want that ball as much as possible and as frequent as possible. And I think they are comfortable with that.
Jordan,
Mikel, you would have known about this derby before you got to Arsenal as a player. But when you signed for them, being inside the club, feeling it, can you explain what that was like in your first derby and the emotions it spurred up inside of you?
Well, it's been a while ago, so I can't remember exactly the feelings, but yeah, you you just touch history there, and it's a big one in this football club. There is a big one between the two clubs, and it's something that it makes a club bigger and better. That's for sure. It's needed in football, in elite sport. It's needed to have these other clubs, these other people, sometimes certain individuals that that you have to confront and fight and prove that you are better than them to make yourself better. And I think it's really positive for everybody.
And when you were at the club as a player, did you go to anyone and ask about the derby, or did Arsene Wenger talk to you about it? And did you go out on your own and learn about the history of it?
Probably it's a bit of everything. And we had certain members of the staff that I remember that they were very keen with that and really passionate about it. And sometimes that's the most powerful thing, is about someone that is not a coach to explain what it means for them and for our supporters, these kind of games.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mikel. Martin Odegaard has been in amazing form in the last few weeks. Just, can you talk a bit about how you changed his role this season? Especially kind of playing a bit deeper in the last few months, and why he did that?
I think it depends on the game as well, but as well we have demanded him to be much closer to the opponent's box in certain moments, and he's done that. He keeps evolving, he keeps growing, he wants more. The impact that he's got in the team, obviously, it's huge, and he wants more, which is good to know.
Was that something that was driven by him or by you?
It's never him. At the end, it has to come from him. Something has to inspire him. And we have to help him to, sometimes not to convince him, but to show him what he can do, what is the room for improvement, the things that he needs to maintain doing that are super good. And then in his faith in the people around him as well to help him to develop.
Is that one of the biggest things since he's arrived, the kind of making him believe in himself? Has that been a big part of his progress?
Probably, in various ways, because nobody questions his talent, and it's more about, okay, can you settle in somewhere and be one of the most important players, become a role model, become a captain. So it's a lot of steps there to make, and he's on that really fast.
Okay, last couple now. Neil?
Yeah. Hi. We've already talked about the 20th anniversary of the last Arsenal title. Have you had the chance to pick Arsene's brain and talk to him about winning the title and the pressures of the title running?
I have spoken to him a few times about certain topics, about how they've won it and later the stages. He used to talk about that as well when I was a player, so he's always there in the hard drive.
Can you give some sort of insight of what you've taken from him, the man who's won three titles for Arsenal, especially this time of the season?
For this time, at the end, it's about finding a way to win the game. And that's it. You can do it in various ways when you look at how they won the titles and how they won certain games with very, very, very close margins. He always talked about that, about the fine margins and who's going to step up in the occasion to make it happen.
Okay, finally we'll go to Ed from The Guardian.
Mikel, just on Odegaard, you mentioned that he's obviously captain now. Have you been impressed with how he's taken that upon himself and growing as a leader? And not just him, but the rest of the team, developing several leaders throughout the side.
Yeah, exactly what you mentioned. It's not only about him, because he needs to have that role, but that role has to be given as well with the blessing of a team, a group of players that as well believe in him and they are capable and happy, for him to give him that space and that responsibility and give him support. And we were really lucky because we obviously had that with a few of them, and then because he's a team that individually you have unbelievable characters, and that makes life very, very easy for you as a captain.
Okay, thanks very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.